The Year of Billy Miller, Part 4, Mother, Chapter 4. Billy was supposed to practice reading a poem aloud at home, but he didn't like practicing in front of Mama, Papa, or Sal. Mama thought he should practice in front of someone, so Papa pulled out his cello with his mannequin arms from his studio and moved it to Billy's room. "You can practice in front of this," said Papa. "I knew it would come in handy someday." "It's better than nothing," said Mama, laughing. "I think it's helpful to have an audience of some sort." Billy took his baseball cap from their road trip the previous summer and put it on top of the cello. Papa made a sign that said, "I love poetry," and stuck it in one of the mannequin's hands. Mama named the cello Poetry Man, and that's what everyone called it. Reading to Poetry Man was easier than reading to a real person. Billy practiced every day. Billy practiced every day at school, too. The second graders took turns reading their poems at the front of the room. There were three comments. Miss Silver repeated, "Read slowly, read loudly, read with expression." The students didn't have to memorize their poems, but they could if they wanted to. So far, just a few had chosen to do so. Emma was one of them. Billy was not. "I have extra copies of each of your poems," said Miss Silver. "I'll have a nice new copy for you the night of the show, so don't worry if you leave your copy at home." She thought for a moment. "Oh, and even if you memorize your poem, I'd like you to take a copy with you up to the stage. That way, if you forget your words, you'll have them with you. This is a no-worry show." Emma raised her hand. When she was called on, she said, "I've memorized my poem so well, I won't need a copy." "I'm not boasting," she added. "It's just the truth." "I'd like everyone to have a copy," said Ms. Silver evenly, "just in case." "When do we get to use the microphone?" asked Ned. "Everyone will have a chance to try the microphone," said Ms. Silver. "We'll have at least one rehearsal with it before the day of the show." Billy couldn't wait to try the microphone. When teachers used the microphone for announcements during lunch period, their voices were so big and booming, they filled the cafeteria. Billy had never used a microphone. He wondered what it would feel like to have a voice that big. Room 2 was working hard on the show in other ways. The students painted a backdrop for the stage on large pieces of cardboard. They wrote the words, "We are family," because that was the name of the show, in huge block letters and patterned the background with squiggles, dots, and stars in all different colors. Miss Silver had to use her gong more than usual. "I think you've all got the summeritis," she said. "We've got showitis," Ned yelled. Then Miss Silver said, "I think room 2 has turned into a lively, noisy beehive." After that, besides the regular room 2 noises, there were a lot of buzzing sounds, too. The backdrop looked messy to Billy, like a wall of graffiti from an abandoned building, or something Sal would have done if she'd been let loose with paints and a brush. But Miss Silver had a different opinion. When the backdrop was finished, she stood with her hands on her hips and she studied it. She smiled and nodded. "It's beautiful," she said. Her smile was so wide, there were big dents in her cheeks. Ms. Silver had invitations printed for the big night. She left space on the fronts of the invitations so that the students could decorate them. "Make them personal," she said. "Make them your own." Billy drew a picture of Poetry Man on his invitation, complete with four arms and his hat. He thought Mama and Papa would like it. Emma leaned towards Billy and stared intently at his drawing. She made a sour face and said, "Why did you draw an instrument?" "For your information, we're not having a musical concert." Billy moved his drawing closer to his chest and tightened his grip on his marker. After months of sitting by her, Billy had learned that the best way to deal with Emma was to ignore her. But in his private thoughts, he said, "For your information, mind your own business." "I'm drawing my grandma on my invitation," said Emma. "She's coming all the way from Minneapolis for the show. I memorized my poem because it makes it more special if you memorize." Billy gripped his marker even tighter. He wondered if Emma was right. He wondered if memorizing your poem did make it more special. He hadn't seriously considered memorizing his poem until now. If he could do it, Mama might be especially happy and proud. If he could do it, it would be a way to prove how smart he was. Billy memorized his poem. He didn't tell anyone. It was a secret between him and Poetry Man. It would be a surprise for Mama. At the final rehearsal for the show on the stage with the microphone, Billy thought he should give it a try. He'd recite his poem from memory. But he was so startled and mesmerized by what the microphone did to the sound of his voice when he said the title of his poem that he forgot every word of it. Luckily, he had a copy of it in his hand. After taking a deep breath, he read from his paper in a voice that seemed big enough to fill every inch of the school. He thought, at least this wasn't the show. He thought, I still have my chance to do it for real, he thought. Now that I know what it's like to use a microphone, I can do it perfectly for Mama.